Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
You gotta love the holidays. It's when you get to enjoy one of history's great cultural treasures. I'm talking, of course, about my favorite film, It's a Wonderful Life. That 1947 classic is sort of a Christmas movie, which is why it's always on TV this time of year. But it's also funny, dark, and, I think, more relevant than ever. You know the story. George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart, dreams of escaping tiny Bedford Falls. But events force him to take over his father's struggling building and loan. He marries a lovely girl, raises a fine family, becomes a positive force in his little town, helping immigrants and other working people buy homes. But the big-shot banker, Mr. Potter, despises George's loose lending practices and frames him for embezzlement. On Christmas Eve, with a bank examiner on his doorstep and a jail cell in his future, George wishes he'd never been born and jumps off a bridge. He's rescued by Clarence, angel second class, sent down to Earth to earn his wings. Clarence shows George what the world would be like if he hadn't been born. The homes unbuilt, the lives unsaved, and most vividly, what Bedford Falls would be. Pottersville, a honky-tonk hell of greed and despair. Lately, I think we're all living in Pottersville. Our Congress wants to weaken protections for working people, make life easy for bankers and monopolists, give tax cuts to the Mr. Potters of the world, and make the George Baileys pay for them. Our leading politicians think immigrants are criminals, poor people have it too good, and even the internet should be privatized. Potterism lives. At least the movie ends well. It's not really Clarence who saves the day, but rather the people whose lives George Bailey touched. They clearly understood George's words earlier in the film when he quells the town's 1930 banking panic. We can get through this thing, all right. We've got to stick together, though. We've got to have faith in each other. I hope some of our more free market, small government, trickle-down leaders catch my favorite movie on TV this week. I hope they learn that we're all in this together, that great nations, like small towns, are built on compassion and community. That's what makes life just a little bit wonderful. I'm Don Morrison, wishing you a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan!
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.